It's 7 minutes past 10 o'clock on this Monday, the 6th of February, one we will not soon forget. Pete Fornitale at WNEW-FM, Metro Media Stereo in New York. Good morning.
I'll build a boat and sail away. Someday I'll build a boat and sail away. Someday I'll build a boat and sail away.
Styx, and a terrific record, which is probably why it was such a big hit from their recent Grand Illusion album, Come Sail Away. John Mark, before that, from his solo album, Songs for a Friend. Someday I'll Build a Boat. Supertramp, From Now On, Even in the Quietest Moments, the name of that album, and Angel up top, which is rapidly becoming an anthem for the winter of 78. Winter song. Winter days upon us. No question about that. I think it is the first time in many moons that a prediction of the magnitude of yesterday's snowstorm by the National Weather Service seems to be coming true to a T. We'll have the latest forecast for you. And also, I'm assuming that because of the weather and the school closings and the inaccessibility of automobiles and such, that we might be talking to a number of people who might not ordinarily be available to us on a Monday midday. So we will take this opportunity to introduce you to a new feature of the Monday program right after we take care of some business. WNEW-FM in New York. And as I mentioned a moment ago, to those of you not normally available to listen on a midday Monday, but around today because of the unusual weather in our midst, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to a new feature on the Monday program. This is something that started out the first Monday of 1978, Monday being, under the best of circumstances, traditionally the hardest day to get going, and a day like today immensely and immeasurably more so. We thought we'd help you out and help you along throughout the Monday show by digging back, looking back at those first 10 years of WNEW-FM that we celebrated all of last year, and picking out some of the cornerstones of music that have been a part of this radio station since day one up to the present time. And the basic idea is hopefully that by December we will have a pretty definitive list of albums, around 50, obviously, with 52 weeks in the year, to draw a basic rock library from. Now, let's take a review here of the month of January. We started on the 2nd with the Beatles' White Album. On the 9th, it was the Doors' first album, called The Doors. January 16th, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel's classic. Let It Bleed by The Stones was our choice on Monday, January 23rd, and just last week, a delight for many of us to revisit Richie Havens and his mixed bag collection. We have one for you today that, in my mind, I could be wrong about this, but I relate this album very strongly to that major snowfall of 1969. I don't know why this thought is in my head, but it occurs to me, as odd and strange as this might sound, that this band might have appeared on that Sunday evening on the Ed Sullivan Show. And that might be what triggered this thought in my head. Basically, the fact that this was certainly a monstrously successful album in February of 1969, 9 years ago, and definitely belongs on this list of classics, was the second effort from Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
The spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
Like a spinning top or a dreidel. The spinning don't stop when you leave the cradle. You just slow down. Round and around this world you go. Spinning through the lives of the people you know. We all slow down.
Like a dream in the star machine. Oh no, is it so? Is it so? I never wanted to be a star. I never wanted to travel far. I only wanted a little bit of love so I could put a little love in my heart.
Did you get around resounding for you way up here? Seems like many dim years ago, since I heard that face to face, or seen you face to face, though tonight I can feel you here. I get these notes on butterflies and lilac sprays from girls who just have to tell me they saw you somewhere. Like applause, chilly now, end of summer, no more shiny hot nights. It was just the arbutus rustling and the bumping of the logs, and the moon swept down black water like an empty spotlight.
Joni Mitchell, title song from her album For the Roses. Cat Stevens before that, I Never Wanted to Be a Star. Don McLean's musical comment on what happened to his life after American Pie, song called Dreidel. And from our featured album, this sixth Monday of 1978, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the second effort, the first that featured David Clayton Thomas as lead vocalist. We heard Spinning Wheel, and we'll be returning to that recording throughout our 4 hours together today at WNEW-FM Metro Media Stereo in New York.
Dust to dawn. Isn't that